Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, women's voices on culture, style, society and well-being. Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
Hi, I'm Jo Rees, and today on Radio Gorgeous, it's all about boobs. Yes, we're talking about our glorious bosoms because this month it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month with The Big Pink, an initiative run by Breast Cancer Care, happening on October the 16th. In fact, there's all sorts of awareness events and fashion shows taking place all over the country, and Nestle Fitness are running a campaign encouraging women to check their breasts as part of the hashtag Hands On campaign. They just did a big bit of research about our addiction to our mobile phones and concluded that if women were as knowledgeable about their breasts as they are about Facebook and Twitter, they would have much less to worry about, as potential life-threatening illnesses could be identified much sooner. But with the busy lives we lead, we're all probably guilty of ignoring our health issues until the last moment, and sadly, most of us know someone who's been affected by breast cancer. Marita Lewis is an ex-nurse and someone who is passionate about helping women along the road to recovery after breast cancer. Together with her business partner Lynn Smith, she runs a company called Woman's Own. With 30 years of experience, they provide an invaluable service training staff in hospitals to fit women with prosthetic breasts after surgery. They also run a mail order service for their prosthetics with a whole range of confidence-boosting lingerie and fabulous swimwear. Marita, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi there.
So tell me a bit about Woman's Own and what you do.
Woman's Own, Lynn and I decided we went out to Australia to teach women how to fit prostheses. And whilst we were out there, we realised that we had something special to offer. So what we wanted to do is provide choice. Because what a lot of companies do at this moment in time is just provide their own brand. But Woman's Own provide a number of brands. And that makes us unique to anybody in the UK. With the bra side of things, we offer a number of choices. With Royce and Triumph and Anita, our own brand, and everything else. So that's really good. But we also provide made-to-measure swimwear. Now, made-to-measure swimwear, again, is unique to ourselves, and they're the only company in the UK to do that. So that is another thing. And we're also very, very big in the NHS. Now, the NHS, what we do is we're brought into a number of hospitals to provide kind of like the expertise, really. Our expertise is we'll go and provide a service, and we'll tell... kind of help the breast care nurses to encourage them to look at the service and kind of provide a better prosthetic range, maybe encourage them to look at their bra range to hopefully get a better service for the patients at the end of the day, and look at the different types of surgery that's being performed. And with that, we can look at all the bras that we provide, prosthetics, open up an avenue to them that they probably didn't realise they could have.
So providing prosthetics for women, yes, who've had breast cancer and who've, yes, had surgery, when you speak to these women, what are their fears and what are they like?
Biggest fears is they obviously want to look good after they've had the surgery. They don't want people to know about it. So it's a body image issue that they really do have. A lot of people come back and ladies will say, just look at me. Don't I look, you know, awful or whatever. We never go down that road. We make sure nothing's unusual to us. We look, get them to
seen
look
seen everything,
good.
Yeah.
We've seen,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
So we kind of have a good look, make sure that we know what we're doing, make sure we get the bra right. That's the most important tool for the lady once they've had surgery. Get the bra right. How many times do you meet ladies and they say, my bra's uncomfortable, they've got
my
breast pain.
My bra's uncomfortable.
Exactly. They have breast pain.
Yeah.
They don't know why they've got breast pain. And very, very often it's just down to the bra. So a lot of our kind of motto is, what a difference a bra makes.
Yeah.
And it really does make a difference. So we do look at a bra very, very strongly, you know, get the right fit and the right style. They're the two key issues. Now, when a lady's just had surgery, what we aim for is comfort and security. Once we've got those two elements in place and we put it together for the lady, once they know how they should feel, then they can go into fashionable type things later,
yeah,
on. We get them feeling good, make sure that they're secure, and then we fit prosthesis. The prosthesis, depending on their surgery, whether they've had a mastectomy or whether they've had lumpectomy or even reconstruction. Sometimes reconstruction means that they still might have to wear a prosthesis after it, you know. Hopefully that's not the case and we can get a bra to do its job, but very often, you know, when they come to us, they need one.
You can rely on Radio Gorgeous.
Well, it's very comforting and reassuring to hear you talk about this, because obviously you're providing a massive service for women. You know, the big C word is kind of something that we all shy away from. And I'm wondering whether the women who come to you, or the women that you see, people don't really check their breasts very often, do they? This is what's coming out of all the research that we're seeing, particularly in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yeah. What do you advise?
I would say, you know, monthly basis. It's something I've always been taught, even from a nursing background myself, as you know. I would say on a monthly basis, choose a time of the month that's right for them and get to know your body. Really get to know it and then check it every month. How often we do that. I don't even do it myself a lot of the time.
No, I mean, but I'm
if you can
I'm
get into that habit,
yeah.
Ideally that's the thing to do.
And any change is something
anything,
that should be.
Even if it's a rash,
yeah.
You know, discoloration, a bit of a raised, so anything raised. When somebody feels a lump, sometimes it's not such a lump. It's, you know, you can have sort of like a raised vein, anything like that. Just something that's abnormal, get it checked. Pain, sometimes people say, I've never felt pain, you know, yeah. They've never felt unwell, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, it's not a big deal. Get it checked. Anything that's not right.
Because a lot of breast cancer can be discovered early, can't it? And actually, a lot of it can be prevented sooner if people look at their breasts and examine them properly.
Yeah. And also mammography. You know, when you go get called for your mammography, go for it. Get it checked. Because that's what the service is there for. Because sometimes a lot of cancers are found at very, very early stages, minute stages, but those are the ones that can be treated well, and, you know, you can recover really quickly from those.
And how often should we go for a breast check? You know, us girls, what should we do? What's the kind of advice?
If there's no kind of relevant concerns and there's nothing in the family history, then I would say every 3 years is the normal ratio to go. But if there's some sort of family history and somebody in the family has had breast cancer, usually it can be down to every year, a mammogram every year.
And do you organise that yourself, or would your GP organise that?
You can organise it through your GP. And then what happens then is it's an automatic referral every 3 years then. Once you've gone for one, then it should be every 3 years an automatic referral. If you don't get it, obviously call your GP and get a referral.
RadioGorgeous.com.
I'm very interested about what you said to me before in the past about women and their stories, and about how you've helped them get over the kind of mental issues around surrounding having had breast cancer. We were talking about how lovely it is for brides and stuff who have wonderful bras fitted so that they can have their special day.
Yes.
What do you take from these women that you meet? Because you meet a lot of inspirational women who've faced a lot of hardship, haven't you?
Yeah, I think the fact of the matter is from our point of view, is because we make people feel so good, it's the positivity of it all, you know. They come to us and they, you know, they're so positive, so we've got to give that back as well. We've got to come back positive as well. No, I don't think there's anybody, and I touch wood when I say this, that we've ever failed with. We've always got it right for every woman that's come through our doors or we've ever met in the hospitals. We've always got it right for our ladies.
That's amazing. Yeah. And what would you say, you know, when somebody is facing cancer, or somebody has got the kind of devastating news that they have got breast cancer, what advice do you give them?
Positive. Stay as positive as you possibly can be. The positivity side is that beats a lot of anything, you know, and a lot of our women that you see, you know, that are inspirational, they are positive, and that's the key. People aren't so positive, you can see them, they just go downhill very quickly, and we don't want that to happen, so keep as positive as you can be. Look to something, you know, whatever beliefs that people have, their own personal beliefs, you know, that keeps them strong. It's an inner strength that you've got to create, and that's where we come from. I think Lynn, my business partner, has taught me that a lot along the way as well, just because she does a lot of Reiki and that kind of thing, you know, they do help.
And
I think that just
alternative
helps.
Therapies must help, just in terms of making you feel better.
I mean, there's a campaign that's been going on for years, and it's a look good, feel better campaign, and a lot of like the chemists, Boots and things like that, Clarins, all these people got involved in just makeup, making people feel good just on the outside, but we've still got to make them feel good from in the as much as we can from inside as well. And that's the key. We can make people look good from the outside with getting a good bra, the prosthesis fitting right, and nobody can tell. What I always try to achieve is I don't want people, when they, you know, they've heard they've had breast cancer, looking at their breasts. We want them to look in the eye.
Yeah. And to never know. You're in a wonderful resort on holiday with your family and you've had breast surgery, you can look fabulous still in a swimming costume or a bikini. Also, if you've had any kind of surgery to just one breast or some part of your breast removed, that's not a problem, is it? You can do everything.
Anything. Like I said to you before, we've had not just breast cancer patients, but, you know, the failed PIP implants. Bless them, you know, they've had nowhere to go and we've been able to pick up the pieces, and it's either been just getting their bra right to make them look good again, or they've had to have further surgery and we've had to get it right for them in that respect. A lot of ladies, what we found from day one, once they've had the surgery, get the right bra to start off with. We do what we call a post-operative kit, and the post-operative kit is a bra with a little softy for ladies to go home with, and we've been campaigning for this for a number of years now. This post-operative kit, we've worked with Breast Cancer Care to get it right, and that allows women to go home good and feeling secure. And then moving on from that, even into the underwire bra stage, you know, you can wear underwire bras later on.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
Would you say that attitudes to breast cancer have changed? Have you noticed a shift in women? Is it something that we talk about more now?
Yes, it's much more openly talked about now. We've been with a young group in our particular area. It's a group called Sarah Stars, but I'm sure they won't mind me mentioning them. All those ladies are under 40. We did a fashion show a couple of years ago. We provided lingerie they didn't know they could wear. They absolutely were amazing, you know. And Sally Webster from Coronation Street, she was there to watch the event, and she was absolutely blown away by all these very young women. But yeah, the first thing they talked about, and all the husbands actually thanked us for actually giving such a positive event across. Breast Cancer Care do their own events as well, and it's the positivity. The ladies, the model, they will never feel the same again because of the positivity that it creates. They never forget that day. Because it's such a wonderful feeling. So yes, it is talked about, and it's nice to be talked about in such a positive way, and we feel good about that because, you know, we've been part of it. But it's down to the ladies themselves, because you see them blossom and grow when they've kind of, well, let's face it, I don't think I'd walk down a catwalk showing off just my underwear, you know. So to be as brave as that, and to have had breast cancer.
That's amazing, isn't it?
What an amazing, you know, feeling.
How wonderful and life-affirming as well that people can come through such a traumatic event and actually feel completely differently and probably more positive about themselves at the end.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's the thing is you just feel like, well, yeah, you just want to get up in applause. You just want to clap because it is just so inspirational the way they feel. And, you know, as I said, that's what makes our jobs worthwhile, really.
Well, Marita, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much
for
speaking to Radio Gorgeous, and I wish you all the very best in the future.
Thank you.
If you have any worries at all about your breasts and want to talk to a trained nurse in confidence, then why not call the Breast Cancer Care Support Line on 0808 800 6000.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com. Get in contact with us, contact us on info@RadioGorgeous.com, and to sign up for our shows to come once a week into your inbox. Who can think of anything better, darling?
baby.
Oh, baby, how I love for you to call me baby.